From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed two dozen bills and vetoed one. Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler says the new laws will affect lots of Californians, including homeowners who have had some of their debt forgiven through loan modifications.
If you own a home that's underwater and you've had your home loan modified to reduce your principal, that doesn't put any extra money in your pocket, but it does apply to your taxes, at least at the state level. Now, a bill signed by the governor has aligned California tax law with federal law, so your principal reduction will not be considered taxable income.
Another signed measure bans homeowners associations from fining members who don't water their lawns during a drought, and a third new law requires middle and high school football players who suffer concussions to sit out at least 7 days before returning to action. It also limits full contact football practices to just 2 days a week and only during the season. Brown also signed a law that will allow college students taking beer or wine courses to taste what they've been learning about, even if they're under 21. There are an estimated 15,000 homeless veterans in California. In June, voters approved using $600 million in existing bond money to create more affordable housing for those vets. Now, the state is figuring out how to best spend that money. Vietnam vet Carl Fredrickson runs a transitional housing program for homeless veterans. He attended a workshop Monday to see if he might be eligible for money to expand his 15-bed facility.
We would like to make that larger for the men's veterans, and we would like to start something similar for women veterans, which is a whole different ball game, and we're trying to work with women and contractors and everything else, get the money together to be able to have a house for women veterans, which would probably at some point include children.
Similar workshops have been held throughout California to solicit ideas. The state plans to allocate $75 million in the first round of spending, with awards going out next spring. You can find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.